Voice of a People, live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. Today is November the 3rd. Wow, has time flown by. October went by like a blink of an eye, seems like, right? And not only that, we have 21 days before Thanksgiving. Hopefully you got your turkeys out. I went by Kroger's last night, and they're like scattered already. The pickings are gone.
Really?
Yes. So, and now we have 46 days till Christmas. Believe it or not, you don't have time hardly to get up one decoration from the other holiday right before here comes another one, right? Okay, so we have 52 days, and we'll be looking at 2023.
Hard to believe.
52 days. Oh, my.
Seems like yesterday we just started writing 22.
I know. Might as well get prepared. Get out your 2023 calendars. They're on the shelves, and I think they've been out for a while, too, like 3 or 4 months. Okay, thank you once again for tuning in. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You actually have to type in that address to get that, okay, into your Google. A lot of people say, well, how do I get on? You actually have to use your fingers on your computer or your cell phone, laptops or iPhones. You actually have to type in that address, just like any other address, okay? Like Wayfair. You have to type in Wayfair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to type in WWGH. Also, you can download a free app on any electronic device as well, and it's called TuneIn, and also type that in and push search WWGH. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to my guest or the subject that we will be talking about today. I need to share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC. Location is 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement every third Saturday of every month is free produce. This will take place November 19th, beginning at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendars and share this information with others. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Phone number is 740-262-0939. And last but not least, those of you who faithfully listen to A Voice of a People, thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing with others about this show. Thank you so much. And if it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. I have a thought for today, and it is titled, Trust in Others. I just went through something about a few minutes ago. I had to trust in somebody to get my Facebook Live going. Isn't that something, right?
It is.
And I thought about that when I looked down. Oh, my thought for today is trust in others, right? Trust in others wins cooperation from them. To have faith in others also means reinforcing other people's faith in themselves. This naturally increases their self-confidence and creates enthusiasm. Then, they become better able to respond to positive feelings and access their full potential. If I notice someone I work with is not cooperating with me, I need to check my own faith in that person. When I am able to appreciate them for their own unique qualities, my faith in that person will grow. Hopefully that thought for today has touched someone and maybe to encourage you if you're not encouraged in that area. Now I turn my attention to my guest for today, Laura Lee. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Linda?
I'm doing great. And Laura Lee has been coming on my show for quite a while.
4 years, maybe five. No, it's been a while.
Yes, we were out at the mall.
When I started. Yes,
yeah,
that's
so
true.
July 6th.
Oh, my, that long?
That long.
See how quick time goes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And how are you today?
I'm good. It's exciting to be living in this time. I realize there's a lot of unsteadiness, and I realize there's a lot of chaos, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But you know what? I serve the one that's still in control, and every morning I can put on my armor. And my daughter and I were talking this morning, and she said, you know, when you put the helmet of salvation on, there's a peace that goes with that helmet.
Yes.
That just flows.
Yes,
and so life is good. It's not without its struggles, and it's not without its problems, but I know the problem solver. So I just need to abide in him.
Yes.
And let the rest of them do whatever. Because, you know, people are always going to talk, and people are always going to have excuses, and
right.
People are always going to have reasons. So I choose joy today.
Amen.
And I make it my priority, so... That's
here
it.
Here it comes. Here
Amen.
It is. It's that joy.
Exactly.
Unspeakable.
Full of glory. Amen. And it is a choice, Linda. We have a choice for our attitudes. Mm-hmm. We have a choice for our motive. And, you know, there's not a person alive that has not gone through some situations. Even babies
right. Go
through trials and tribulations and aggravations, for lack of a better word.
Right.
But all of us have a choice as to how we can let that rule us. And I'd like to be in control. Of course, if I were in control, things would be a little bit different. However, I'm not.
So
I need to turn it to the one that is. And I enjoy people.
Yes.
And I want to be around people who share that joy and that worship and that excitement of life.
Yes.
That Christ gave us.
Amen.
And that God controls.
Yes.
And so I know my daughter says, you know, I got too much serotonin or something. Sarah something in my brain. I'm not sure what it is. But she said, and I told her this morning, I said, I just must look at things differently. She said, yeah, you're weird. I said, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
That's not being weird. Oh, my.
Well, she really meant different, but right, weird for her was different.
Right.
It's important as we go day by day that we allow ourselves to enjoy the day.
Yes.
To enjoy the time. Do we have situations? I took an irate phone call before I came on, so hey, at work, so oh yeah. People seem to blame the CPA for whatever the government sends back in the mail, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay, because they just needed to vent. I learned a long time ago, usually if you're venting, it's not at me. It's at
right.
a situation you're in.
Right.
So I can just listen.
It's just a reaction.
It's a reaction. And for every action, there is a reaction.
Yes, it is.
And so mine is to just listen and then finally say, now, do you feel better and are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually the answer is yes. Okay, let me tell you what needs to happen. I need to see that letter.
Right.
But you see, it's just good, and we need to have that. It's not that people are against people. It's the spirit in the world against the spirit of God that we're fighting.
Yes.
And once you realize that, it's not the person coming against you. It's the spirit coming against the spirit in you.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit in you will cause that to happen.
Right.
And when you recognize your enemy, you lose it. He loses the foothold.
Right.
Because you know what's going on. So, and it's not that you don't like me. It's not that you don't care for me. It's that the spirit in me and the spirit in you is at odds.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that simple. And, you know, I can say, hi, how are you? And not have to be offended if you don't say, hi, how are you back?
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if we could get people to do that, think what it would be like. If we could just get them to live
right.
in that kind of atmosphere, whether they're Christian or not. It has nothing to do with what I want to force on you.
Right.
When, you know, it's like this thing on Facebook. When someone says that, when I tell you I'll pray for you, mm-hmm. it's not that I want to force my belief on you. Mm-hmm. It's that I want you to know that I will be praying right. for you. You can do whatever you want.
It's called empathy, right?
Exactly. But, you know, so many people don't understand that.
No, they don't.
And the children that we deal with in Good News Club, God love them, you know, you ask them a question, and you ask them in Sunday school as well, mm-hmm. the answer is always Jesus, and they're exactly correct.
Right.
The answer to whatever question, it's always Jesus. However, we're usually trying to get to another point.
Right, right.
But that is the answer to the world today.
At least they know that much. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's a lot.
And Jesus is the answer to what we're facing today.
Yes, he is.
But we don't want to surrender. And you know what? It is not a surrender. It's an acceptance.
Yes.
There's a difference.
There
is. And it's so important that we understand that. And, you know, Pastor was talking last night. We're in 1 Kings at mm-hmm. church. And I asked him last night, I just wish he'd start taking scripture by scripture because I love it.
Right.
But I don't think that's what he's going to do. But anyway, mm-hmm. we were talking about how people blame God for the people in hell. But it's not God's fault.
No.
Number one, he would that all men would be saved and in heaven. Number two, they're there because of their choice of rejecting Christ.
Yes.
It's them. It takes a very brave person to say, it's me that's got the problem.
Yes.
It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And yet, it is. It's me.
Yes.
So, anyway, it's important that we begin to look at that. And like I said, the kids in Good News Club and Sunday school are just, it's amazing. Last night, I think there was like 80-some.
Good.
Yes, and it was
what
like, oh Lord, they're coming out of the woodwork.
What a blessing.
It is a blessing. And we are where we're at. Our church is there, and our focus, and it's not that the adults are not important. Our prayer is that the children take the Word of God mm-hmm. back into their home.
Yes.
The same way for Good News Club, that those children take what they learn from Scripture and from song and from Bible stories back into their home,
right.
that the Holy Spirit can prick their parents' hearts
mm-hmm.
and make them realize what an asset. You know, my greatest asset is salvation through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's my greatest asset.
Yes.
And it could be everyone's.
True.
That's an asset that nobody can take from me.
Right.
The government or anybody else.
The best choice you will ever make.
Exactly.
In your life.
Exactly. And the best investment
of
your time in building that relationship with him.
Wow.
However,
I was thinking about when you said putting on the whole armor and how peace comes with that. But also, like you said, you are allowing Christ to rule and reign by every armor, you know, that you put on, your helmet, you know, and the shield of faith and all that, you know, that's him.
That's him.
That's him. So when I'm finished putting on my armor, hey, he's got it, right?
He got it. Let's go forth.
Right.
I leave the house and say, okay, God, I'm getting ready to leave. Let's go.
Let's go. Amen. That's
yeah,
so true.
It's true. So true. But you know, also, we are by nature, we want to blame others
mm-hmm.
for our things. And I just love it when I want to go to God and I want to blame him. And yet the Holy Spirit will say, what about this decision that you made 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I made that decision.
Right.
I chose that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I learn that, then I can be at peace with me. And that's what's important, whether we want to realize it or not. Peace in ourselves
mm-hmm.
is so important.
Right.
And being at peace with ourselves. You know, when I lay down at night, I want to know that I've done the best I can do.
Yes.
And with all that happens in our lives, we need to look and say, you know, Lord, I did the best I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose to do what I can do, because Lord knows we're not perfect. there's a reason that the Bible says confess your faults one to another.
Yes.
And it's not so you can run and tell everybody. It's so that you can have someone that you can be yourself with, that you can confess your faults with, and know that you'll get some type of counseling.
Right. That you can trust.
And that you can trust. Yep.
That's and the problem, is finding someone you can trust.
I cannot trust hardly anything that I hear across our news media.
Right.
From people writing books. You know, in my opinion, and I think I'm not against theology and theological books.
Right.
What I am against is for them to take that part out of the Word of God and twist it.
Right.
I like knowing the Word.
Yes.
And so, and I said this last night at church, we need to know what the Word says.
Sure
do. And we need to be applying it. And Linda, I have read the Bible probably since I was 6 or 7 years old. I don't remember not being able to read it.
Right.
And it was that wonderful King James Version, which I still read, mm-hmm. because that's what I cut my teeth on.
Right.
But I am learning so much more, so much now. And I've read the Bible through I don't know how many times, and I've studied it. I've taught Sunday school, spoke the whole bit. And yet I am learning so much now that he's opening up. Because I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm studying it.
Yes, yes.
And that's where it's at.
Yes.
You know, it's not a now I lay me down to sleep.
No.
I told somebody, I love daily bread. I think it's a good thing. I love it. But for me, it's my appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
It wets my spiritual stomach. It says, oh, more.
Right, right.
But, yeah. But, right. You know, that's what's so important. And if we could just, as Christians, if every Christian and everyone that professes Christianity would begin to seek God like they did in the upper room, take the time to tarry and pray. Remember when churches used to have revivals and we'd tarry and pray?
Oh, yeah.
And the Lord would come and we'd worship.
Mm-hmm.
It was a wonderful time.
And church would go to other churches.
Uh-huh.
I remember those days. Yes.
I remember when when we first came to Marion, mm-hmm. five churches got together every summer and had a revival and a tent meeting.
Right.
And it was five, it was just everybody loving Christ and worshiping together. It was amazing.
Wow.
And if we could just get back to that. You know, I know society thinks I'm crazy, and I may well be. It's okay. But I am a demonstrative person.
Right.
And I love worshiping the Lord.
Amen.
So I tell everybody, when you come to my church, what you're going to see is me, just like I am right now, except I have a tambourine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I love it. And it's, I don't really care what anyone else thinks.
I don't either.
I'm to the point. You know? When I graduated from high school, I might have cared some, but now it's just me and God. And
right.
It's like I wear a hat every Sunday to church because I like to wear hats.
Okay.
But if you don't like them, you don't have to look.
No.
And I don't like it. I don't have to look. I just like wearing it.
Right.
I don't know what it looks like.
And that's your privilege.
And that's right. That's it. And we need to allow the differences
mm-hmm.
in how we worship, what we think.
Right.
And how we pray. Yes. You know, I love it reading in Psalms where, and I know I'm going on and on, I'm sorry, but I love in Psalms, where David says, I cried out, and you heard me.
Yes.
I cried, Lord, and you heard my cry.
Yes.
But we don't cry out. What we do is we shut our mouths, and we try and pray in our mind. Or we pray very quietly.
Right, right.
And I know God hears those thoughts, and I know God's there. Mm-hmm. But, oh, it feels so much better to my natural man when I cry out.
Yes.
When I reach for him.
Releasing.
Exactly. I release that from inside me.
Mm-hmm.
And that release is so important to my natural man.
Yes, it is.
Because that release and that loud causes my ears to hear too.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting last night thinking, you know, if I ever prayed to myself, number one, I'd probably have a stroke. But number two, my mind would wonder,
mm-hmm.
You know how it is when you're sitting and you're just kind of, and you're just going through things, and then all of a sudden your mind's over on your grocery order, on what I'm going to wear tomorrow, or what I'm going to, when I'm talking,
right.
My mind is on what I'm saying.
Yes, it is.
And there's your difference.
It's a shift. Yes,
it's
it is.
It's a shift.
Yes, it
yep,
is.
Yep, it is.
You know what I like about it? That God, He wants to talk to me.
Yes.
He
yes.
wants to talk to me. Now, that makes me feel on top of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Our God in His majesty, in His awesomeness, and you know, just being omnipotent and omnipresent, He cares about talking to me.
Me. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. And His Word, it is amazing. As I said, I've read it many times, but it is amazing as I'm reading. Like, right now, our Bible study is in Exodus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many times I've read Exodus.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, it is opening up because someone is explaining the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and my spirit is ready to receive it.
Right, right, right.
And it's God talking to me.
Yes.
And sometimes, of course, when you live alone and you think you hear stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you have that problem or
yes,
not, but I do. And every once in a while I think, okay, who's talking to me? It's
right.
the Holy Spirit talking to me in my mind.
Right.
And it's the Word of God that I've looked at that day and said, you know what, this is really good. This is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then God begins to open it up. And my mind begins to receive it.
Mm.
So I have a great time. I do have a lot of conversations with myself.
Of course.
But it's okay. Nobody else is listening, so it's all right.
You know, I think about that. Remember when we were growing up, we used to hear crazy people talk to themselves. Okay, then just line me right up, because the older I get, the more
I'm right
talk
there.
To myself, you know. But like you said, it is, even that is a release.
It is.
Even that is talking to God, and we don't even realize that. And He will answer you.
That's true.
You know, like, why am I struggling with this? You know, like yesterday, it was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I had to face, well, you love her more than you love the rest of us. Because
mm-hmm.
I have four daughters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, what? And it just kind of saddened my spirit. And I had mm-hmm. to come on the show and all that. And that was the first thing I let out, you know. How is that possible? But, you know, then after letting these things out, God gave me a response to that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I was able to settle that last
uh-huh.
night. You know.
Well, I only had three children, mm-hmm. and Chuck and Tanya always said that John was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always deemed to be the favorite of my mother's. But, Linda, we weren't the favorite. John
right.
wasn't the favorite. He was the easiest for me to identify with. I was the easiest for mother
right.
to talk with. It has nothing to do with favor. It has to do with the motive of the child,
right?
And it has to do with how the mother can handle it, because all three of mine were handled differently.
You have to. They're different people.
They're different personalities.
Yes.
Every one of them chose a different route
right.
to go with their lives. And, you know, Eve, and when John died, we were standing, my daughter loves this story, we were standing around his bed before his last breath, and I said, John, I don't care what they think, you are my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanya says, finally, the truth comes out after 40 years. But the bottom line is, it wasn't about being a favorite. They're all loved the same.
Loved.
You know, God loves us all the same, too.
Yes.
However, in Psalms, it talks about me being the apple of His eye.
Right.
But you are
yes.
the apple of His eye as
yes.
well.
He loves us all individually.
Because
yes.
we're all different.
Yes.
When we seek Him, He loves us more.
Mm-hmm.
When we put Him standoffish, He said, okay, you go ahead, be who you are,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be here when you get back. It's the same way with a mother. It
Absolutely.
Is exactly the same way with
Absolutely.
A mother. And for daddy as well.
Yes.
It's the same.
It's the same.
And it's so, it cracks me up. But that joy, just like you coming on with all you were carrying yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And yet God had an answer.
Yes, He did.
And when you were open to that answer and you quit rolling it around in your mind.
Right.
God said, okay, this is how you're going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the scripture I want you to use.
Right, right.
I wrestled with something for 30 years
oh my.
Before God, I finally let the Lord give me the scripture I needed to deal with it. And I can't tell you the peace that God gives. There's a peace that passes. That peace that we're talking about that passes all understanding has nothing to do with what the world's doing.
Oh, no.
It has to do with our lives.
Yes, it does.
It has to do with what He does in us.
Yes.
And it
so
just,
true.
You know, it's just like, I love it. I just love it.
I do too. I love it also.
Because it's and the one thing that I pray and my heart breaks for is the people who are missing it. The ones who have chosen to go their own way, rejected it, or those that have chosen to twist God's word to fit their lifestyle.
Right, right.
They are missing so much.
Yes, they are.
And yet, you know, I told someone the other day, I've never had a drink in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
Right.
And I've never gone into the party scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never have. I didn't desire that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking at me like, do you know what you've missed? And I said, well, let me tell you what you've missed. And I can tell you, and that doesn't mean that life has been without trials.
Oh, I'm sure.
Or without problems.
I'm
but
sure.
God has been faithful.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'm stupid and make the dumbest choices, and Lord knows I have, He's still faithful.
Mm-hmm.
He's been right there. Because, you see, He knows the ending.
Yes, He does.
He knows what you're going to do tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where you're going to be. But am I going to measure up to what I want God to see tomorrow? Am I going to make the decisions I want God to be pleased with tomorrow? Therein lies the situation. Because that means I have to surrender my will.
Yes.
And that is not an easy thing to do.
That is the biggest challenge.
It is. It is the challenge. And yet He gives us faith. He gives us strength to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we will.
Now you really said something monumental. He gives us the strength to do it.
He does.
If we're willing to please Him that
exactly.
way. He
exactly.
gives us the strength to do it.
Philippians, what is it? Philippians 4:19? Or 4:13. I can do all things through Christ. Underline those words, through Christ.
Right.
Who strengthens me. It says, you know, my Bible doesn't say through Laura Lee who strengthens Laura Lee. I don't know about the rest of the world. Mine doesn't say that. And I don't care how many times you cross the name out.
Mm-hmm.
It's still Christ.
It's still Christ.
But that's true.
Who does it?
Mm. And it's like people being willing to work in ministries, you know, whether it's PB&J from the church or whether it's CEF or Good News Club, those ministries you do through the strength of Christ, not through your own strength.
True.
But you come on the radio through the strength of Christ.
Absolutely.
Because there are days it's like, okay, Lord, we got to do this, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Open my mind. Give me the thoughts. And He does.
And the words.
And the words.
Yes, He does.
He does.
Yes, He does.
Regardless of what you're facing. And whatever. And everybody has trials. My brother and I were discussing yesterday. And he said, how come other families don't have the same problems we have?
We have problems, though. Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, Robert, a problem is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And every family has them.
Yes.
What you see on the outside and they present to the public is not what goes on the inside,
true,
honey.
True.
And so every home has had its struggles. And every person have had their problems. And regardless of how good it looks to the world,
yes,
it's there. And the thing that I find interesting, Linda, is that so many times the world wants us to settle our problems the way they do. And we don't.
No.
Jesus uses the foolishness to confound the wise.
Yes.
And honey, you're looking at the foolish.
Yes, right now. I'm in that line too, okay?
It's true because
yes.
they don't see the way we handle things.
No.
And sometimes when we're distracted or when we're hurt or when we have to make a decision, the world doesn't understand it.
Mm-mm.
My daughter and her husband, David, they're wonderful. I love them both. I don't know what I'd do without them. But the way that God has her bring her husband to Him
mm-hmm.
is totally different than anything I've ever done. Because God told her, I want you not to go to church with David for a while. And everybody, it blew their mind. They thought she'd backslid.
Right.
And so she called me, we'd pray, da-da-da-da-da-da. But finally, God got through to David by using Tanya as his catalyst.
Oh, my.
And that's how God works. But we got to be willing to be that catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not an easy place.
Right, because his thoughts are not our thoughts. They're higher
exactly.
than our thoughts
exactly.
and ways. And
exactly.
we don't understand God Mm-mm. or what he's Mm-mm. doing.
And you know what I like? Satan does what he does with a catalyst. He comes around and he chips at it.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, okay, Lord, you better shore this up.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to recognize it.
Yes.
Because it may sound good, but it's not a God thing just because it sounds good.
True. So true.
And so, you know, I've been a Christian 65 years maybe. Ever how long? 63 years, I guess it is. But anyway, I have been that catalyst several times.
Okay.
And I can look back and see where Satan chipped at it
mm-hmm.
to try and take it away.
Oh, yeah, he does.
And still, and keep God from doing what God wanted to do.
Yes.
Therein lies our problem. We want God to do what I want him to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know about everybody else, but I talk about me.
Oh, yeah.
I want it to be, Lord, do this my way. That's not how God works.
No, he doesn't.
He likes his way.
Yes.
And it's only his way. You mess it up all you want, but it's only his way.
Yes, it is his way. And like you said, the enemy comes along and he sends you those thoughts of doubt.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Of unbelief. Well, this is not. You sure God said this?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You sure you shouldn't be in a church with mm-hmm. your husband?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know? Are you sure that this is what God wants you to do?
Right.
And then, you know, and I love Christian people, don't get me wrong. But then somebody comes up and slips their arm around your shoulder and said, are you crazy? I don't think that's the way God works. Well, that may not be the way God works in your life.
Right.
But it's the way God works in mine.
That's true.
And there, you know, we were talking about our kids and all of them being different.
Right.
We handled each one differently because they were different.
Yes, they are different.
And that's how God is with us.
Yes, he is.
He's not, and my daughter loves to say this too, he's not a cookie cutter God.
No, he's not.
He doesn't put us on an assembly line and turn us out. Or we would not be functioning as the body
Isn't
of Christ.
Isn't that what we should love about God the most? Is that he loves us collectively
mm-hmm.
and independently.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Now, how else could he cater to my needs? Because my needs may be different than your needs. Mm-hmm. Now, we all have the same basic human needs, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
like you say, your problems, your differences, he comes in and settles that. You settle, you work. Suffered or struggled with something for 30 years, and he finally, when you opened up to the possibility of him giving you the answer,
mm-hmm.
gave you a scripture, and voila, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's right. Exactly.
A miracle.
And you know what? He's no respecter of persons.
No, he's not.
Thank God he sees Laura Lee as Laura Lee, and Linda as Linda, and Tanya as Tanya, and David. He sees us all.
Yes, he does.
His love encompasses us.
Yes.
But the foot of Calvary is solid ground that is equal to everyone.
Yes.
That's the key.
That's the key.
That's the key. And, you know, and he doesn't want us to fit in everywhere.
Praise God.
Because we don't.
Right.
I can worship in any church, anywhere. Because I worship God.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a freedom in my home church
mm-hmm.
to worship that God has given me. But it's like my elbow. It's like my hand. They've all got different jobs. And they work the same in the body.
Yes, yes.
But when the hand gets ready to do something, the elbow has to let it.
Yes.
But it has to work with it. You know, I don't know about you, but my hand don't do too good without my elbow. Anyway.
or my shoulder joints, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, but before we get too far gone, I don't know how much time we got left.
We're like 12 minutes, so I guess it's time, right?
It's time. I do want to remind everyone that we do have the CEF silent auction in Kenton, Ohio this weekend. The doors open at 10:30. The silent auction starts at 11 and it'll be over at 2, which means you can bid on items until around 1. This all goes to support Good News Club. We are West Central Ohio now, CEF of West Central Ohio, and it's we are in all the schools in Marion, and we are in many of the schools in Hardin County and Hancock County. This right now we do a silent auction in Kenton in November, a silent auction and luncheon in Marion in March, and we do a silent auction and luncheon in Hancock County, and I think that one's in September. But our goal is, we've got 9 counties, and our goal is to get that done. But we need the monies to keep everything moving.
Right.
The vehicle of Good News Club, Linda, does not go without the wheels of finances.
Of course not.
And so, you know, if you got some free time Saturday, there's a lot of nice items. Cheryl just posted this morning some things that are good for the kids for Christmas. Some really nice Discover-type toys.
Right.
That would just really support. So if you're out and about on Saturday, see if you can get to Kenton at St. John's Church. It's at 211 East Carroll Street in Kenton. Easy to find. It's right off of 309. Mm-hmm. And those, as I said, those monies support Good News Club. Now the luncheon, I believe she's doing a spaghetti luncheon this year. Mm-hmm. And it's a $10 donation.
Right.
But the silent auction itself, you can go and just spend your money and peruse and not have to buy a lunch if you don't want to.
Right.
But the key is to get people there. There are a lot of nice items. And the ladies in Cambridge and the ladies from St. John's Church are doing baked goods. And I'm telling you, if you've never had those baked goods, mm-hmm. and those pecan pies,
oh,
they are so good. I don't dare buy any because I eat it by myself.
Right.
In two days, you know, it's like, okay, that won't hurt. But seriously, if you're out and about, please support. And if you've got any questions about it, you can call Cheryl at 740-262-0939, and she can tell you more about it. I'm not going to get to be there because I'm having my 60th class reunion, and I can't be in two places at once. But if I were not there, I would be at the auction because it's important for our youth, and that's where we need to put our focus in our youth today. I'd love to see adults come to Christ. That's great. And then that's a field. The fields are wide unto harvest, but
yes.
Lord, we need laborers.
Laborers are few. Yes.
But that Royal Rangers and the Missionettes at our church and the Good News Club, mm-hmm. Are so important because that's the ones to reach.
Right.
And that's the ones that need to do what we need, the finances to do what God has called us to do. And so, any way you want to do it is fine. I don't remember not going to church. My mother accepted Christ, I think I was 4 years old. I know my sister was either 2 or 3, so that would have made me 3 or 4.
Right.
And I don't remember not being in church, not being in Sunday school. And when I married, that's where my children were. Whenever things happened in our lives, that's where they were. But it was the word that was planted in me through the teachings of Sunday school. Well, now we have the ability to take that into our schools, mm-hmm. and to get that word in them now. And it is so important.
What an opportunity.
It is. And you know what? If you can only give $5, that $5 goes to building the kingdom of God.
Yes, it does.
And that's where it's at. It's not about the amount, although God has supplied miraculously in this last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not about the amount. It's, you know, it's like our peanut butter and Jesus bus at church.
Right.
Our church funds that. We don't get any grants. We don't get any donations. God called our church, mm-hmm. and the people in it to do it.
Okay.
So we're doing it.
Right.
Now, I think we got a membership of 60 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But every month we're out, and we can begin to see the fruits of that labor. But we have a little girl, a young lady now, who is in Missionettes, who started in Good News Club.
Okay.
In kindergarten.
Oh, my.
And Jan was her teacher, okay. Janice. And she took things about Missionettes, and this little girl started coming. And now this little girl is 12 or 13. I think it's 12. She's reading her Bible. She's praying. Mm. And she said to Jan, every day I talk to God. What more could we want? And it's like the starfish. You pick up one starfish and you throw it back.
Right.
The rest of them you may not reach, but that one you've reached.
It's always going to be one.
And that exactly. And that's what we're after.
Yes.
And so the CEF and the leaders, we are blessed in Marion County with volunteers and leaders.
Mm-hmm.
The lead teachers are awesome people. And I can't tell you the joy of our meetings when we hear what's happened.
Yes.
And what's going on, and this one and that one. And is it a challenge? Yes, it's a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a challenge so worth taking. And if you want to volunteer and you feel drawn to that anywhere,
mm-hmm.
if you would just contact Cheryl or myself or even you here
right.
at the radio station to volunteer. It's an hour and a half, max 2 hours a week. It is not every day, but the joy of being around those children.
Oh,
and
yes.
You talk about live wires.
Mm-hmm.
We do need volunteers, because
yes,
some
do.
Of them are so hard to reach.
Right.
And it's important.
Yes.
That we have that. So if you ever have the urge, if you've got a child that's in Good News Club and you want to volunteer, fill out the information for the background check and get your ID from the schools, which reminds me, I got to get my ID. I was informed at the last meeting I need to get that. Oh, well. Memory, it's one of those senior moments. I apologize.
It happens. Okay.
But it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have a home church, find a home church. Find somewhere that you can go and hear the Word of God and worship. Faith comes from hearing.
Yes, it does.
And hearing from the Word of God.
Well, you know, a lot of people since COVID are home
mm-hmm.
church
mm-hmm.
attenders on the internet and YouTube. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Facebook
and
Live.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know what they miss? That fellowship and that camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sitting in my couch. And I know, because I had to do it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Sitting on my couch in my PJs was not the same
right.
as singing the songs at church, seeing the people, having somebody hug my neck,
mm-hmm.
and being welcomed.
Yes.
That atmosphere of worship is not the same in your living room. And I understand shut-ins and people who are ill and can't
yes.
go. But those people that have been healed, those people that can go to the restaurant and eat, can go to Walmart and shop, can go to Kohl's, wherever,
right.
they can come to church and give God 2.5 hours on a Sunday morning. And you know what happens when you do that at our church? You want more. So you come back Sunday night. You come to prayer meeting on Tuesday. You come. There's about, I don't know, I would say 10%. Well, no, it's probably 20% of our church that comes. And Wednesday night is even higher. But prayer meetings, those things are so important.
Yes, they are.
And that's where the power is.
Yes.
So when we touch God, He can work in our world.
Yes, He can.
And take care of all these crazy things that are happening. It's like, Lord, what'd you do?
But now we have no control over.
Right, exactly. But He does.
Yes, He does.
He does. He can intervene where we can't.
Yes,
and He can reach where we will never be able to reach. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit, He's our active companion here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when I invite Him to go to houses where the unsaved are and give Him, I give Him addresses. I don't know about everybody else, but I pray a little specific. But I give Him addresses.
Right.
He can go.
Yes, He can.
But it's through prayer
yes.
that happens. And it's through prayer that CEF is where it's at,
mm-hmm.
and that Good News Club's in our town. The battles we've had to fight are minimal compared to what God has done in just this last year. Because we are all, everybody's in a rebuilding since 2019, 2020.
Oh, yes.
And this rebuilding is beginning to take a life of its own that God is controlling.
Yes.
And I love it.
Yes,
I love
too.
It.
I do too.
But,
and Lord Lee, we are out of time.
Imagine that.
And let us not forget about the silent auction.
Nope. Saturday.
Saturday in Canton, Ohio. At St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's
mm-hmm.
Church.
Mm-hmm.
And those of you parents who have children in elementary school and you are interested in them being a part of the Good News Club, please go to your office, your general office in the school, and get the application so
right.
that your children or grandchildren can be a part of that and learn more about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you, Laura Lee, for your time.
Oh, I loved it.
I love you being here, and I'm sure my audience thanks you as well. Stay tuned for the next hour, 11:15 until top of the hour, 12 noon. This is Linda Sims here on A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPN.